do it. I am Jeff K. This is the Jeff K. Show. We're broadcasting once again from deep, deep underneath a nondescript home in suburban Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for making the effort, taking the time to find us, download us, listen to us. It is it's greatly appreciated. You know, I know there are millions, possibly thousands of other podcasts out there. So the fact that you listen to mine, you know, every once in a while, that's a huge compliment. I don't take it lightly. So thank you guys. You are the best. By the way, I'm going to try to grow. I'm making an effort to try to make some small little changes and make, you know, add some additional little efforts to maybe grow the audience a little bit. You know, the numbers are good. They're not going down, which is a positive, you know. I would assume that, you know, there would have been a little bit of curiosity at the beginning, and then the numbers just start dwindling down, down, down. But that hasn't happened, you know. The numbers are consistent, so that's good. But there's room for improvement, you know, Montana-sized room for improvement. So what I'm going to try to do is make these Monday shows a little bit more structured, a little bit, you know, make every one of them have a theme of some sort, you know. Maybe not some, you know, it's not going to be tightly structured. I mean, I don't even have the ability. I mean, I can't tightly structure anything, you know. I can't even tightly structure my pants. I don't even know what that means, but you know what I'm saying. It's not going to be too crazy, but I'm going to make some efforts to tighten things up a bit. And I'm also going to start, promoting it a little bit on the old social networks, the various social networks, including the dreaded Facebook. So we'll see, you know, we'll see. I'm going to make some efforts, but you guys are in on the ground floor. You guys are good. You're the best. You're awesome. I sincerely appreciate you guys listening to these. I hope you're enjoying them. Today, I wanted to tell you about something that happened the other night that was just a tiny little blip, you know, the tiniest little comment that somebody made that triggered probably like a 10-minute session of you know, self-evaluation, self-reflection on my way home from this little shindig that I was at. And, you know, I wanted to discuss, you know, how I reacted to this a couple nights ago versus how I would have reacted to it 20 years ago, and try to figure out why there's a major difference in the way I approach these things. Let's see. We were out. I was out to dinner with some people, and somebody was getting ready to launch into some kind of long story. And at the beginning, they were like, "So all of you have seen Mel Brooks' Holy Grail, right?" That's how it started. And I was like, "Hang on a second, Mel Brooks. That's not right. You know, Mel Brooks didn't do Holy Grail. You know, it's like." It almost felt like that whole that Animal House scene where Belushi goes, "Did we give up when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?" You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, she said, "So you guys have seen Mel Brooks' Holy Grail, right?" And then she launched into the story. Okay, it was a small little thing. It had nothing to do. It didn't affect the story. You know, the director or the creator of this movie had nothing to do with the story. You know, so, you know, plus, you know, why embarrass somebody, you know, by correcting them? But 20 years ago, I would have been all up in, I'd say, whoa, hang on a second, you know, that was Monty Python. I don't know where you get this idea. I mean, I probably wouldn't have been this blunt. Probably wouldn't have said the words, but I probably would have said it with my eyes, you know. Where in the hell do you get the audacity? No, I'm getting carried away. But, you know, I would have said something about it. I know for a fact I would have. Today, you know, I just roll with it. In fact, that's my new motto. Probably the last 5 years, maybe 7 years. I don't know. It's hard to put a number on it. But I've just adopted this motto for living, and it is, just roll with it, bitches, you know? You know, and when I say bitches, I'm talking about myself. I refer to myself as like a group of bitches. A gaggle of bitches, you know? More than one, you know? That's how I think of myself, as more than one bitch. All right, this is already getting ridiculous. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? If there's no reason, or I have to do some more thinking on this thing. But this story that she was getting ready to launch into, it wasn't affected by correct, you know, if you thought Mel Brooks made Monty Python and the Holy Grail, you know, it's right in the title, by the way. But if you thought Mel Brooks did Holy Grail, and, you know, that doesn't affect the story that she's getting ready to launch into. So why embarrass her? Why? But I think what it boils down to is lack of confidence, you know. I think, you know, not that I'm bubbling over with confidence right now, but I sure as hell have a lot more than I used to, you know. And I think that, you know, back 20 years ago, I would have relished the opportunity to set the record straight, show people how much I know versus how little they know. And that's terrible. That's a terrible way to live. But I think that's what would have happened, you know. I think I would have jumped right in. Whoa, 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 you know. And you know, and then the person would have been embarrassed, and the story would have still gone on, except there had been this, you know, this air of uncomfortableness, you know. But, you know, I would have jumped on the opportunity. So, but, you know, maybe I matured a little bit, or, I don't know, gained, a half ounce of confidence somewhere along the way. And I don't need to do that anymore. And I just roll with so much. I hear so much nonsense and stuff that's wrong. And, even opinions that I don't agree with. Where in the old days I would have, engaged, but now I just roll with the bitches, you know? There was a woman, this is fairly recent. They used to talk about going to these all-exclusive resorts, is what she said. Instead of all-inclusive, she used to say all-exclusive. And, you know, every time I heard that, I was like, oh, God, you know. But I wouldn't embarrass her by correcting her on that deal. And I talked about how people say Oregon and Nevada and stuff, they mispronounce. They say stuff wrong, you know, but I come on here and bitch about it, but I don't say it to their face. I don't want to embarrass anybody. So, especially if it's not important, you know? So, anyway, I think it has to do with confidence. Am I wrong? I don't know. Or maybe a little bit of maturity, or maybe both. I don't know. But, I'm not inclined to correct the record anymore. When I was writing down notes for this, I remember a situation. This is when I was in high school. This was in 1980. I know it was in 1980 because of the story. But there was this guy that we went to high school with. And, you know, this guy, he come up with these little factoids, you know, where tell these stories, or state these facts, and I use the term loosely, and just dig in, man. He would say that he would go to the mat. These little knit nuggets, you know, of information that he would drop on us, man, he believed it. I don't know, he got everything wrong, you know? So, this is in 1980. I think we were walking home from the junior high. No, it couldn't have been. I guess it was in high school. So we were walking home. It felt like it was junior high. But anyway, we were walking home, and he started talking about how Elvis Costello was born at Woodstock. You know, and everybody's like, what are you talking about? It's not true. And he just like dug in. No, Elvis Costello. I'm serious. Elvis Costello was born at Woodstock. His parents went to the Woodstock Festival. He was born there. And they're like, he's British. You know, so his parents are, you know, they're British people at Woodstock, you know. So the thing went on and on and on. This guy's like digging in on this thing. So then I was like, you know, I was thinking about this thing. This was in 1980. I said, so you're telling us that Elvis Costello is 11 years old? You know, this is the Woodstock Festival was in 1969. This was in 1980. And, you know, so I said, are you telling me that you're saying that Elvis Costello is currently 11, maybe 10, maybe his birthday hasn't come around this year, you know? And he's like sitting there, you could see like the wheels turning in his mind, and he's like, and he realizes it, and he goes, and this is the comeback. This is the classic comeback. Fuck you, Jeff. Good one. Awesome. Good comeback, buddy. So, you know, I used to argue, go round and round with people about stuff like that. I mean, with this guy, I might have, you know, even today, I don't think I'd be able to roll with it because, you know, he had a history of coming up with wrong facts, you know. So that might be a little bit different situation, but that's just a for instance on the stuff. I would argue about anything at any time. Now I don't have the energy, I don't have the wherewithal, the desire, you know, for that kind of stuff. So anyway, it's kind of interesting to try to figure out why, you know, why I changed over the years. I don't want to argue with anybody. Especially if it doesn't matter. Most things don't matter. You know, who gives a shit? You know, and that's another thing. You see these people on the news that are like full of fury and anger. Like these people that are like full of political fervor or whatever. You know, do they think that they've considered themselves like evangelists for whatever thoughts and beliefs? And they go out on the streets and they just sustain, this is like sustained high pitched shrieking, you know, waving like poster board around, you know. How is that even possible? I don't have any passion. I don't have that much passion for anything, you know? I mean, I find that to be hard to believe, you know, that people get so whipped up about something, anything. I mean, the only thing I can think of that I ever build up that much passion for is maybe like Cracker Barrel. Maybe if they said they were going to close the local Cracker Barrel, maybe, you know, I might go take to the streets and wave some poster board around and shriek, just sustain shrieking, you know, I might, you know, but, you know, beyond that, I can't see that happening, you know, for me, you know, but, you know, I see it all the time. I turn on the TV and there's people out on the streets just shouting and yelling, you know, arguing. I don't understand that. I don't, you know. Another thing people do in a similar, in the same category is whenever there's the slightest, smallest little, you know, voicing of an opinion, and they don't agree with it, they have to interject and let it get it on the record, make sure it's on the record that they don't agree or whatever. Like even if it has something to do with, you know, it doesn't have to be anything important, and usually it isn't. It's like, for instance, this happened a while back. Like somebody's like getting ready to tell a story, you know, and they're talking about somebody visiting from out of town, you know. And they're like, you know, And then they insisted that we go out to, you know, get Indian food for dinner. And I hate Indian food. God, I hate Indian food. Nothing worse, you know. So that's the story. They're setting up the premise of this tale, you know. And it could lead, there could be a good payoff in this. This is a pretty good premise, you know, as premises go, you know. But somebody, you know, there's almost always somebody that interjects and says, "Oh, I love Indian food." Did everybody hear that? Everybody know? Everybody hear? I love Indian food. Is that on the record? Because I want everybody to know that I love Indian food. I'm very worldly and I'm sophisticated. You know, I've eaten all kinds of food from all cultures. You know, everybody heard me right? That I love Indian food. Okay. I mean, that stuff happens all the time. If there's an opinion stated that means nothing, it's just the premise of some other story, just shut it, just zip it, just sit over there and just listen to this thing, you know? We don't care. Nobody cares. God, you know, we don't care about your... It's like, oh, this is my opportunity. This is my chance to shine, you know? That's what it seems like. So anyway, there's those people. And the final, I'm going to move on. But the final part of this whole subject is this one really, this one bugs me. This one bugs me more than, I don't know. I don't know if it's more, but it's on an equal plane as the correctors, you know, the serial correctors or the opinion butt-enders, you know, is contrarians, you know. This is something that people do to show how, you know, how different they are and how free thinking they are. You know, it's like, you know, the Beatles are overrated. You know, it was all about the timing. You know, it could have been anybody. Could have been Herman's Hermits. You know, they just benefited from, you know, they were in the right place at the right time, you know? Yeah. Okay, buddy. Yeah. The Beatles. Yeah. John Lennon. What a hack. You know? God. You know, that kind of shit, that kind of stuff makes me crazy. Or, you know, Paul McCartney. What a loser. You know? Another one that I hear a lot, for some reason, and I don't know why, there's a lot of people that say, "I just never found Seinfeld to be funny. I've never laughed once. I know people love it, but I just don't see any. There's nothing funny about it at all. You know, like, are you? I mean, these contrarians, as I call them. You know, that's just a show. That's a show off thing. That's just trying to set yourself apart. I mean, I will admit to some sort of a related contrarian thing, like if the mainstream has embraced something and I haven't, then I will have an attitude towards it, just because I assume, you know, if the mainstream likes it, it's garbage, you know, which is completely unfair, but that's what I assume. But if I do, it happened with Seinfeld, as a matter of fact. You know, I was, everybody's talking about it, and I was like, I'm not watching that, it's some stupid sitcom, you know, it's probably like Alice or something, you know, one of those old sitcoms where they have just like a cranked up laugh track, and it's just, you know, that kind of thing, and everybody's spewing catchphrases and whatnot. So, you know, when Seinfeld started to kick in, you know, I was like, I'm not watching that, I mean, there's no way. But then when I did watch it, I was like, this is freaking genius. So I went out there and I, you know, when somebody asked me about it, I said, I love it, you know, and, I don't mind admitting to liking something, even if it's not in the hipster handbook, you know. Another one that gets like, and this one's harder to defend, but was Friends. Lots of people say, you know, that's the cool thing, you know. Friends is completely unfunny. Okay. Well, I mean, it wasn't on the level of Seinfeld. Seinfeld was like innovative and genius level writing and stuff. Friends was just a solid, funny sitcom, you know, that's all. You know, it wasn't anything super important. But what they attempted, they pulled off. What they did well, you know. They just weren't breaking any ground. So anyway, that's the kind of thing. So contrarians, you know, the Beatles is super overrated in my opinion. Oh, aren't you fancy pants? You know, aren't you? You're just marching to your own Ringo. Hey, you're just out there marching to your own Ringo. So anyway, all these things are loosely tied together, and I don't participate in many of them anymore. I used to, I admit. I was an arguer, you know, but I'm not anymore, and I was kind of snobby. I still am a little bit when it comes to stuff, but if I like it, I don't have any problem admitting to it, like Hall & Oates, for instance. Yeah, I'm not being ironic. I fucking love them. There you go. So anyway, I'm not saying that I've grown, that I consider myself, you know, to have improved through the years. It's probably a lot of this just roll with it bitches attitude might be just, you know, just tired. I'm just tired. Too tired to care, you know, that might just be it. It's not growth. I mean, come on, personal growth. I can't see that, you know. So anyway, let's just move on from that. I tried to keep it together. See, that shit's hard, man. You know, I tried to have like a theme and work within that theme. Very difficult. I don't know how I did, but anyway, I'm going to move on. You know, these Thursday episodes, I mean, there are Thursday episodes, these Monday episodes are for everybody. The Thursday episodes are for the self-selecting few who choose to, you know, support me by with a monthly donation of, just a small monthly donation of $4 or more per month at patreon.com/JeffK. That's patreon.com/JeffK. You just go over there, sign up for a monthly donation, become a patron, as they call them, and you will, if it's at $4, if it's at a minimum of $4 a month, you'll gain access to the Thursday shows, all the old ones, and all the new ones as they come out. So, you know, if you want to double down or double up or even double to the side, baby, you just head on over to patreon.com/JeffK, sign up for a patronage, $4 or more. Helps me a great deal. You know, it you get 30, 40 people donating. It's, you know, adds up. And it's small for you. It's a big deal for me. And you get the Thursday thank you shows in addition. So if you're thinking about doing it, do it right now. And I'm going to leave you now with the this new feature that I'm going to attempt to get going. it is called the Totally Out of Context Quote of the Week. And my stomach's gurgling again. What the hell? What is wrong with me? I should go to some kind of, God, check myself into some hospital, some gurgle clinic. God. Anyway, the Totally Out of Context Quote of the Week. I heard somebody say this phrase, and I'm not going to give you any kind of like background on it. I'm just gonna tell you what they said and let the chips fall where they may. All right, you ready for this? Okay. My God, she looks like she cloned herself and then ate the clone. So there you go. All right, we're a little bit short on this one, but we're about 25 minutes in. I'm going to close up shop. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I will be back on Thursday for the patrons and next Monday for the rest of you folks. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. See ya. Bye.